Today on The Vinyl Experience, remembering Sir George Martin, musician, visionary, enabler of genius. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
There are places I remember.
On the Vinyl Experience, Nona's Ringo's theme on the United Artists album Soundtrack of a Hard Day's Night. That is the Beatles song This Boy, arranged by George Martin as innocuous but evocative background music for the film, and an example of the polished, somewhat conservative style that he nurtured in a full career before the Beatles, a good 15 years worth of figuring out how to mate his own musical sensibility with the demands of the pop market and playing on his considerable skill set, which was rooted very much in the classics. And we'll talk about how those worlds merge as we hear more of George's creations with and beyond the Beatles. But first, a brief stop in George's pre-Beatles career, which was substantial. Don't forget he was in his late 30s when he met the lads whose median age was 21 in the early 1960s. And that encounter, now the stuff of legend, he asked the boys if there was anything they didn't like, speak up. And George Harrison said, well, for starters, we don't like your tie. That cheekiness, that ironic sense of humor, was very much rooted in what influenced the Beatles growing up in the way that our generation grew up with Monty Python. The Beatles grew up with The Goon Show and Peter Sellers, and George Martin was at the controls. And it sounded like this.
This is the BBC. After the news, there'll be a talk on early Christian plastic knees and the first broadcast of a piece of knotted string. If you would like a piece of knotted string, send 3 rust-proof shillings to Honest Walgreens State of Weybridge, Tar.
Hello, folks of world! Hello, folks of world! And in that order...
Tar. That voice comes from inside a short, fat, round blob, namely Neddy of Wales.
Thank you, Jim Crint. My first impression will be of Peter Sellers.
Hello.
My next impression will be of Spiker Milligan saying thin.
Thin! Thin!
Thin!
That's thin enough.
Oh,
thank you, thank you. Remember, folks, saying thin cures you of monkeys on the knee.
Yes, if you've got monkeys on the knees, just there.
Thin!
And they're only 3 6 a box.
Yes, folks, I swear by thin. One morning I woke up and there were monkeys on my knees. Then I said the cure word, thing! And away they went.
Tar. The monkeys are played by professional apes.
That is Wallace Greenslade saying words.
Mr. Seagoon, stand by to take part in an adventure story entitled
Tales of Men's Shirts, a Story of Down Under.
Never has the phrase, two nations separated by a common language, rung more true. What are they saying? And does it really matter? Can you get the humor out of inflection and context? You can certainly get the voice characterizations of Peter Sellers and his wonderful dead-on American accent and a few obscure references to things that would have been funny to listening audiences of radio in the late 50s and early 60s in England. The young Beatles were amongst those legions. When they met George Martin, they were impressed that he made those records. They understood that they were in good hands, but they were in the hands of a fellow who already had a career that was centered around, well, Peter Sellers in a duet with Sophia Loren, and a couple of solo records, and others by artists like Humphrey Lyttelton with his Saturday Jump, the Ivor and Basil Kirchen Band with Rock-a-Beatin' Boogie, and even a record by Peter Ustinov called Mach Mozart. Those were some of George Martin's creations in the 1950s. And as we move into the 1960s and his burgeoning career with the Beatles, he continued to record music for that market, the Pops, as the British knew it, the established order of pop music, which sounded more like this than I Want to Hold Your Hand.
She walks like an angel walks. She talks like an angel talks. Her hair has a kind of curl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. She's wise like an angel's eyes and a smile kinda like a pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Pretty little face, that face just knocks me off my feet. Really sweet enough to eat. She looks like an angel looks. She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind's in a kind of world. To my mind, she's mine. Like an angel looks, she even cooks like an angel cooks, and my mind's in a kind of world. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
If you ask George Martin circa 1965 what hit records would he be best remembered for, he probably would have said the two huge hits by Matt Monroe, Walk Away, and that one, My Kind of Girl, because after all, that was the music of George's generation. It was the established order of pop music. The Beatles were newcomers. They showed some promise, but they had yet to rock the foundations of the very earth. We're remembering George Martin on the Vinyl Experience. Some of his early choices didn't jive with what the Beatles were interested in. He pitched this song to them as a breakthrough single. They rejected it. He bounced it to another one of the acts in his stable, Jerry and the Pacemakers, and they took it to the bank.
For you, when I do it to you. So while that big beat sound was very much at the heart of the early Beatles, there was a depth, there was a sophistication, there was a harmonic richness to the Beatles' own compositions that far outclassed what was on the market at the time, as typified by How Do You Do It by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Here from the album With the Beatles, their second LP with George Martin, is a song that is kind of a throwaway. It was never released as a single, but it was dissected by a famous music critic of the time, much to the chuckle and amusement of the guys who wrote it, and to their producer, who also takes a solo in the song, the first recorded instance of George Martin as a sideman on a Beatles record, the one called Not a Second Time. Oh, by the way, he plays piano.
You know you made me cry. I see no use in wondering why. I see no reason to change my cry. It's through, oh, you're giving me the same old lie. I'm wondering why you hurt me then, you're back again. No, 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 not a second time. And wondering why I cried for you, yeah. And now you've changed your mind. I see no reason to change my cry. It's through, oh, you're giving me the same old line.
On the Vinyl Experience from the 1965 United Artists album, George Martin scores instrumental versions of the hits. There's his take on I Feel Fine, which would have been the chart-topping Beatles single of the moment, and a chance for George to play on his classical training as he works a bit of Tchaikovsky into the arrangement. Is he making a statement about the value of the Beatles at that moment in time, where he thought they were going to be, or the position that they would hold in the future? How could he know? How could George Martin have known just 2 years before Sgt. Pepper how classical that music would become, how they would draw so deeply on his training to bring the Beatles' instinctive abilities to full flower? But as of this moment, the Beatles represented the leading edge of the British invasion. George had a few other vested interests, including Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas.
And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you're quiet like you ought to be. And keep the secret with me. I wish they would go away, little children. Now why ain't you playing outside? You can't fool me, 'cause I'm gonna know if you hide. And try to peep, I'm gonna treat you to a movie. Stop your giggling, children, do be nice. Like little sugars and spice. You saw me kissing your sister, you saw me holding her hand. But if you snitch to your mother, your father won't understand. I wish they would take a nap, little children. Now why don't you go bye-bye? Go anywhere, little children. I know you would go if you tried. Me and your sister will go and say, how can I kiss her when I'm ready to? With little children like you around, I wonder what can I do around little children like you.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Step inside, love, let me find you a place where the cares of the day will be carried away by the smile on your face. We are together now and forever. Come my way. Step inside, love, and stay.
Step inside, love. Step inside, love. Step inside, love.
I want you to stay. You look tired, love. Let me turn down the light. Come in out of the cold, rest your head on my shoulder and love me tonight. I'll always be here if you should need me. Night and day, step in. When you leave me, say you'll see me again, for I know in my heart you will not be apart, and I'll miss you till then. We'll be together now and forever. Come my way, step inside, love, and stay.
Step inside.
The Vinyl Experience, remembering Sir George Martin, who died at the age of 90 and leaves a musical legacy that is more than just rich and accomplished. We couldn't imagine the modern pop music landscape without the contributions of this man. And yes, George went beyond the Beatles, but the fruits didn't fall too far from that tree in the case of Cilla Black, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Beatle Friends, Merseyside Compatriots. The song Ferry Cross the Mersey, a sentimental reflection of that world, and Step Inside Love, a Paul McCartney tune, tunes shopped by Lennon and McCartney to Billy J. Kramer in the Dakotas, and so the portfolio grew. And George Martin was, by any standard, a very successful man at this mid-60s point, with a hand in the biggest British exports of that time, the Beatles and Bond. James Bond.
A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin, but you feel for a golden girl knows when he's kissed her. It's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you feel. The kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold. Only gold. He
tasteful and understated as his arrangements could be for the greatest of the Beatles records. Give George Martin a good beefy movie to sink his teeth into? Well, he did it twice with James Bond films, for Goldfinger in 1965 and his girl Shirley Bassey, and then reuniting with Paul McCartney for the first time since the Beatles in 73 for Live and Let Die. George Martin after the Beatles, in the 70s, working with another British Invasion veteran, the guy who was the guitarist for the Yardbirds, Jeff Beck. The album Blow by Blow, a nod back to the Beatles.
I'm sometimes late when things are real and people share the gift of gab between themselves. Some are quick to take the bait and catch the perfect prize that waits among the shells. But Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke, glass, stained bright cup, image going down, down, down. That he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me when I say I'm spinning round, 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 round. Smoke, glass, stained bright colors, image going down. That he didn't already have. And cause never was the reason for the evening or the Tropic of Sir Galahad. So please believe in me. Ooh.
George Martin remembered on the Vinyl Experience, and by the time he was working with bands like America and artists like Jeff Beck, he was in the 70s ensconced in the fruits of his labor, Tropical Paradise Studio Getaway, the Air Studios in the Caribbean island of Montserrat, where so much of the mixing and recording of the work he would do during this period happened. Of course, how he got there was his work with the Beatles. It paved the way, and there's so much to say about the long and winding road of Martin and the Beatles together through Sgt. Pepper, Magical Mystery Tour, the disillusion and disillusionment of the White Album and Get Back, the long, sad coda of Abbey Road, and fond goodbyes. Oh, and some film score music, which George was real good at, for Yellow Submarine, George's most prominent symphonic, classically influenced work, his first big turn as an original music composer.
Thank you.
Remembered on the Vinyl Experience with original music he composed for the film soundtrack of Yellow Submarine and his collaborations with semi-classical bands in the 1970s, the Paul Winter Consort and the Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Thank you. yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. George Martin's string quartet arrangement for Yesterday was famously resisted by Paul McCartney. John Lennon wanted to be suspended from a rope from the ceiling of Abbey Road Studios and spun around in circles to get a warbling effect to his voice. George Martin's job, in many respects, was to be the adult in the room, the romper room sometimes of the Beatles experimenting and learning, and it was with his guidance and discipline that just the right amount of pressure was applied to forge Diamonds, the greatest achievement in recorded sound in the 20th century. The greatest pop music producer ever, George Martin. He now belongs to the ages. His music always has. There's more Vinyl Experience to discover in the archives at PRN.FM. Enjoy 24/7 vinyl spins on iHeartRadio for the Vinyl Experience, Vinyl Jazz, and Vinyl Standards on the iHeartRadio app. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.